This is coming from, I read about the affirmation that invited Esther to have you come into her
What's
experience.
The objective of the affirmation?
To speed up in attracting the positive desires to, in the vortex, I guess, or get us into the vortex faster. Is there an affirmation that would help invite the non-physical realm in getting us into the vortex faster?
The thing that you have to understand is that all of the work is done in that life has caused you to ask and source is already there tending it. So the affirmation is, I want to get in the vortex.
That's it.
That's it. I want to get in the vortex. Here's another one. I don't give a rip what anybody thinks. I want to get in the vortex. I care about how I feel, which means I care about my relationship with Source, which means I care about being a vibrational match with Source, which means I care about being in the vortex. I want to be in the vortex. I want to close the gap. I want to feel good. All of those affirmations, they're all saying the same thing. I want to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I know what to do. I know the law, how the laws of the universe work. I know that law of attraction is afoot. I know that law of attraction has amassed all cooperative components, and I want to be a cooperative component to my own desire. That's a great affirmation. I intend to be a consistent cooperative component to all things that I've been asking for. That's the same thing as saying I want to be in the vortex.
Okay, thank you.
So what's an affirmation? What's the value of an affirmation? In other words, an affirmation is just words. If the affirmation doesn't move you vibrationally, then it doesn't mean anything. Esther, years ago, remembers getting a new answering machine long before cell phones and voicemail. And she kept forgetting to turn it on. So she put a big, bright note on the door, turn on the answering machine. And after a while, the big, bright note on the door looked just like the door. She didn't see it. It was just always there, and she still didn't remember to turn on the answering machine. And so it comes back into the same arena that words don't teach, and words in and of themselves are not enough. So an affirmation, the whole point of an affirmation is that it moves me vibrationally. So we think that anything short than a list of positive aspects or positive affirmations or a rampage of appreciation, we don't think an affirmation is enough, even if you say it over and over again, because the same thing that you keep saying just keeps holding you in the same place. You want a continual barrage of statements coming out of you, each one lifting you a little higher than the last. So the first affirmation or statement of intent, something else we want to say, this is good. You see, life and the contrast caused you to do the asking, and Source answering it affirmed it. So we're looking for affirmation. We're looking for allowing-mations. Allowmation. Allumation. Allumation. Don't tell anyone, they won't get it either. But it's already been done. It's already done. So what you're reaching for is anything that gets you in the vortex. And we don't think an affirmation, affirmations are wonderful. It's much better to say positive things than negative things. And if you say enough positive things, then in time you can begin to believe them. But what we've noticed with so many people is that they say the words that don't move the energy, and then that's as far as they go, and it doesn't take them far enough. So if an affirmation gets you in the vortex and holds you in the vortex, then that's a wonderful thing. But we think a series of statements and a reaching for more and a recognition of how this statement that you've just made is serving you, and then a reaching for another and another. You're looking, let's coin a new phrase, but we'll use real words. Let's say we're looking for affirmation momentum. Affirmation momentum, a series of affirmations that moves me in the direction of my vortex and holds me there once I get there. Affirmation momentum, the momentum of affirmations. And so think about what the stuckness is that we were talking about. You can say, I am a powerful creator, and the universe works in concert with me for the creation of wonderful things. That's a really good affirmation. But when you say, I've been working at this and it isn't going very well,